585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your unpopular opinions and hot takes, because some people, they're kind of pissed this morning. If you feel you need to clear the air, hit us up on the text or the phone line. Craig is here first, Breezy. Why do people get upset over having to sign a prenup? There is nothing wrong with it. The same way we have insurance in case of an accident is the same reason someone has a prenup in case they catch their wife banging the cable guy.
Oh, dear.
It's marriage insurance. Accept it.
Very specific, Craig.
It really was. Thank you for the detail.
Have
you gotten help yet?
He's like, I'm unwell. Okay. Who else is here for today for There I Said It? Rebecca's here. She said the celebration of a high school graduation is way overdone and blown out of proportion. There I said it. These kids have to go to school. It's not like they made a choice. It's not that big of an accomplishment. There I said it.
Damn. Do you remember how much money you made after your graduation?
Oh my God.
Seven thousand?
No, that's too much, right?
That sounds like a lot.
Okay, maybe three.
What'd you do with it?
Oh my God, I was like, I'm rich. No, I'm Bill Gates.
You started taking your friends out to lunches.
No, I was like, wait, I've recently come into some money. My mom's like, wait, we're putting that away. I'm like, what do you mean away? What does that even mean?
She's like, here, have $20. Smart thing to do. I bought an entire Dell desktop computer.
Not even a Mac? Couldn't afford it.
No, I didn't know nothing about Apple. It's all about Dell.
Right.
Wouldn't touch it today, but
no, ew. Not even remotely.
I think here's mine for today. I love the movies I grew up with. I'm talking Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, because the 90s were awesome. Am I a fan of Hollywood deciding to remake all of these films? Absolutely not. That being said, I think Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be a terrible sequel. I'm still going to see it, but I was not impressed with the trailer. I don't think it's going to be good. When does that come out? There I said it. Sooner than later. I don't have the exact date.
Perfect. Very specific. Thank you so much. I'm excited for Freakier Friday.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
And is what's her name going to be in it again?
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
What's the last thing Lindsay Lohan did? Because you know she went on that Coke binge for years.
No, yeah, she's thriving now. She's doing great.
Well, she stopped hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Yeah. This comes out August 8th. I'm very excited to see it. Jamie Lee Curtis is, she's getting up there. Freaky Friday is such a good movie. Oh, there I said it. That's not mine for today, but I'm obsessed with it. So slept on, I feel.
The initial release of Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be July 25th. Whatever.
Okay.
Let's go over to Anna. And it says, most people who say they love camping just enjoy being slightly dirtier than usual with snacks. There I said it. Have a great day, guys. You too, Anna. Still never been camping in my life. Father won't do it. He goes, nope, not doing it. I came over to this country with nothing. I gave you a beautiful house and you want to go sleep outside.
Nope. No, thank you. I used to pitch a tent in the garage with a TV in the tent, and I was like, I'm camping.
Oh, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to pitch a tent.
Yeah, I was very fascinated by tents, and I wanted to be in them, but you could never catch me outdoors.
Did I ever tell you I was in the Boy Scouts of America?
Were you really?
Yeah.
How did that go? Not great, I'm assuming.
We'll get into it another time. Still some trauma there, but
again, therapy would suit you well, but he refused. So. All right, mine for today is this, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time, and I'm not trying to throw shade, and I'm not trying to be mean.
Okay.
But at the same time, Rochester needs another fitness studio like they need a hole in the head. There I said it. I am so done. The fitness boutique market in Rochester is so saturated. And if you think that you're going to come and open up another one, it's a horrible business move. There I said it.
I disagree. I think this city needs a couple of more. We're getting healthier. We're getting more aware of what we're eating.
We have nothing but options. We are overwhelmed and over flooded with fitness options. So much so to the point, you know when you have so much to do and so many options, and you just get so overwhelmed. You're saying, I'm not doing any of it. You throw your hands in the air. Yeah. I'm just going to go for a run. That's free outside.
Rochester needs another fitness studio the same way they need another hair salon on Park Ave.
Period. Why is nobody talking about that? You could throw a stone from Berkeley down to Meigs and you could hit 7 salons. Okay, I'm done.
Guys, good morning. Not everything needs a documentary. I don't need 6 episodes on a guy who stole a sandwich. There, I said it. I disagree. I will definitely watch that. If it's a documentary, I don't care what it's about, I'm watching it, especially if it's true crime. I'm still waiting for them to put together Making a Murderer Part 3.
You think he did it?
No.
Yeah.
Live, laugh, love people are emotionally shallow. There, I said it. The live, laugh, love signs. Live, laugh, love.
Or it's the one who's like, the moms who are like, mom of 3, child of God in their Instagram bio, and they're like on someone's page calling them absolutely disgusting in a dress. They're like commenting horrid things, and then you go to their page. It's like, child of God, mother of 3.
Judge no one.
Only God can judge me. Right. Yes, of course. All right. Who else is here to wrap this up with a beautiful little bow? Shall we?
Anyone?
Cucumber in sushi is absolutely disgusting and has no place to be in there. There, I said it.
I love a good California roll. Oh, AJ's been sitting here. He says, just texting in for there, I said it. Being single doesn't make you empowered. Sometimes it just means no one wants you. Have a great day, guys. Okay. Feeling a little triggered.
Oh, oh my God.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
98 PXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Picked a good one this week. Breezy is going to help me act out this film today. I picked a very great scene. By the way, it's raining out. Okay. So we're getting all wet.
Not par from the course.
You're going to go home tonight, watch this film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. Last week, pretty impressed. You scored the greatest beer run ever. A pretty decent score.
Yeah. I can't remember.
It was a 4 something.
It was.
Usually they're like a 1.2 out of 5.
For sure.
All right, Breezy. We're outside. We're a couple.
Yep.
Okay. And we're kind of getting into an emotional, heated argument here outside in the rain.
Okay.
So I was going to switch it up today and kind of play my character in a different voice instead of just the same old, same old.
Okay, pop off.
I don't know what I'm going to come up with yet. All right. If you know the name of that film, 585-252-9800. This one's pretty obvious today, but you never know. Lights, camera, rain sound effect, and action.
So what's the deal, Paul? You gonna stick around, or am I just gonna be part of your checklist?
Hey, I'm trying here. I don't exactly have a manual on how to deal with this stuff, okay?
Well, yeah, neither do I, but at least I'm not pretending everything's cool when it's not.
I'm not pretending. I don't know what... I don't want to screw this up by freaking you out, okay?
Oh, great, great. So your plan is to just freeze like a deer in headlights? Real mature,
You think I want this? To be easy. I don't even know what I want half the time. Don't you understand?
Neither do I. But at least I'm honest about it.
Look, I care about you, okay? It's just really complicated.
Everything's complicated with you. You want to be my friend, but then you keep acting like you want more or less. Pick a lane.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying to figure it all out.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe some things just don't, they just don't need to be figured out.
Well, what the heck is that supposed to mean? Look, it's raining. We're getting all wet.
It's not in the script. You've literally never ended a scene ever. That's insane.
Yeah, no, I know. Ever.
You're ruining the whole bit.
I was taking bets with my buddy. I was like, do you think Breezy is going to find this odd if we just cut it without ending with her? Yeah, we had to switch it up.
Oh my God, that was horrible. No, that was probably the worst one we've ever done. Without a doubt.
I honestly thought you played it perfectly.
But you didn't let me, you didn't give me my shine, which is so classic.
If you really wanted to do it, you would have.
No.
Whether it was written down on paper or not. No. Because sometimes that's what a great actress does.
I need
She takes the initiative without
direction.
You don't always need it. You got to feel it, Breeze. The script is already in your bones. Feel it. Play it.
Oh, my God.
Have fun with it.
Ew.
Roll it around in your hands.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Not a single person is getting this correct.
No, not one single person. Guys, where are you?
What
Help
are we doing
us.
Here? Where's our friend that always says, is it Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I just like hitting the buzzer on him. Mm-hmm. So not right.
Oh, yeah. Penelope's here. Human Centipede 4? No, I'm so sorry. Well,
that's not it at all.
We already did all of those.
Now, let me just tell you the name of the movie. It's actually Juno.
Oh, Juno.
Great film, by the way. Drago. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. It's 2007, which still, when I think 2007, I want to say, yeah, so this movie is from like 5 years ago. That's not...
Yeah, not the case.
Okay.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like pretty old at
this point.
Just
came out.
But it stars Michael Cera. It stars Elliot Page and Jennifer Gardner. And Breezy, you're going to go home watch this film. Rotten Tomatoes actually scored a pretty high, 93%.
Yeah.
But I think this is something, it's a movie you can actually, I don't know, pull a life lesson from. You can learn something from it. All the movies I've ever made you watch are for a reason. Because there's a lesson in every single film. Even The Human Centipede, yes.
No.
What you take from that movie, that's up to you. But
fair enough.
Juno. Breezy will review tomorrow morning on the show. Well, she will score it a 0.8.
No, I can't wait.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be.
Time for an update. PSY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Friday on the show, Breezy made an announcement that her beautiful girlfriend Patrice were going to a wedding this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And who was going to be there, Breeze?
My ex was there.
Your ex-girlfriend was there.
Fully there. Yeah.
And we talked about not so much how that made you feel, but also your girlfriend, Patrice.
Right.
And people started texting in to give advice and suggestions on how to deal with a situation like this. Mine was go straight up to her and say, hey, this is so-and-so. I just want to clear the air, break the ice.
Yeah.
We're going to be spending the whole day together. Let's not make it weird.
Right.
You behave, I'll behave.
Correct.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, kind of happened as such. We walked in.
So you took my advice?
Well.
For once?
No. I didn't do the whole intro. We walked in and, like, she was there.
Okay.
And standing with a group of people that I know. So I was walking up to the group, making my rounds, hugs, kisses, hellos, goodbyes.
What was the look on her face when she saw that you lost 80 plus pounds?
I didn't look at
Come
her
on.
Face.
Come
I
on.
I didn't look at her face. I mean, she's also like seen me since then, so it's not like
I'm sure
it's such a shock.
Yeah, but you had a spray tan too, your teeth were white, you were in a beautiful gown.
Come on. Not you gassing me up. Not you wanting to date me. So I was making my rounds, saying hello, and then she was like the last person in the circle.
Yeah.
So I gave her a hug.
Oh, the ass out hug?
Hey, how are you? I don't know. It was a genuine hug. It was a genuine hug. And then I walked away. I don't know where I went. And my girlfriend, I guess, went up and said hello as well on her own accord.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she say to you? How did that look?
I
the gossip
like,
right now
yeah,
going
I was
on.
Like, what happened? She's like, I said hi. I was like, You just like said hi? She's like, sure, you can run, but you can't hide. I was like, oh my God, not you just hitting it head on. So it was like, honestly, fine. And I feel like at the beginning of the wedding, like during cocktail hour and such, we were avoiding each other like the plague.
Yeah.
Like it was like, yeah, I'm not going to go over to the appetizers because you're there type of thing.
Isn't that the worst feeling? It's so uncomfortable.
Awkward.
When you see somebody that you had a relationship with or a history with, you haven't seen them in forever. And then there's that moment you can cut the tension in the room with a knife.
So awkward. And I think, you know, the fact that I was there with my like longstanding girlfriend and
who was she with?
She wasn't with anybody. So it was like, you know, kind of hard. But but you need to keep in mind that we share the same friends, obviously, since we're at the same wedding.
Yeah,
so
clearly.
I'm like trying to talk to my friend, but like she's also like talking to my friend. So we're just talking to the same friend, but like not all talking together. I will say as the night went on, it became like more chill and like we kind of like were not avoiding each other. So again, we were in a smaller space, but we were walking to the car.
Okay.
Patrice and I.
Right.
We said goodbye to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this long path. And at the end of the path was like a fire pit. And there was Adirondack chairs. And we had like sat out there before. But we had to like pass the fire pit to get to our car.
Okay.
And
was she sitting there?
Alone.
She was sitting there alone?
Alone.
You think she was waiting for you?
No. I don't know what. But I did say goodbye. Said, see ya. Get home. I said, bye. Get home safe.
Oh, it's so awkward.
And then my girlfriend was like, see ya. I was like, oh my gosh.
Did she get up to say goodbye?
No.
Really? Nothing like that?
No. Which is totally fine. She doesn't have to get up. You don't have to get up for me. But I think given the past situations and the past encounters, this was progress.
Positive.
And I feel good about it.
Yeah, no, the last thing you wanted, especially in someone else's special day, was for that situation to turn ugly.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the goal. I would have appreciated if that happened, you know, just for content in itself. However, I'm wondering how your girlfriend, Patrice, I wonder what that conversation behind the scenes looked like. What was actually said?
With her?
Yeah.
I don't know what I mean?
You know what she was doing.
There.
What she was doing was marking her territory.
Correct.
Like, hey, nice to see you. I'm here now. You're out of the picture. I hope you have the best time at the wedding.
Okay, but here's the next part. Next weekend, we have a baby shower together.
Oh, come on. Are you for real?
It's like just a bit at this point. No, for real. Next weekend, baby shower.
But your girlfriend's not going to be at that.
No.
So now you, oh my God, it's never ending.
No, it's never ending.
I think this is the universe trying to pull you guys back together.
Absolutely not.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.